اعتق رقابنا من النيران واكتب لنا ثواب الصيام والقيام. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وصلاتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا، وتقبل منا جميع عباداتنا. اللهم اقبلها ولا تردها في وجوهنا. إلهنا أعد علينا رمضان أعواما عديدة وأزمنة مديدة، ونحن في خير وسعادة، والأمة الإسلامية في أمن وأمان، وعلى كل ما تريده بكرمك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك قلت في كتابك الكريم: ادعوني أستجب لكم، ادعوني أستجب لكم.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your news for the hour. The date today is the 1st of Rabiul Awal, 1446. Yair Golan, the leader of apartheid Israel's left-wing Democrats Party, criticized the illegitimate government for its decision to maintain military forces in Gaza's Philadelphia and Nazirim corridors, calling it a strategic mistake that endangers soldiers' lives, he said. In a post on the social media platform X, Golan urged the illegitimate government to withdraw Israeli troops from Gaza, arguing that their presence offers no strategic benefit. Prime Terrorist Benjamin Netanyahu, once again stalling to remain in the seat of power, has rejected any talk of moving his baby killers out of the 14 kilometer long Philadelphia corridor. In the press meeting last night, Netanyahu reiterated his three goals: one, to demilitarize Hamas, free the hostages, and for Gaza never to serve as a threat again. However, Netanyahu has failed his own people. Reporters grilled him for this. A total of 28 people, including 9 women from Barpata district of Assam, were shifted to a transit camp in Golpara after they were declared foreigners by tribunal. An Air India Boeing 787 flying from New Delhi, India, to Birmingham in the UK has made an emergency landing in Moscow due to technical problems. Financial indicators: the rand is trading at 17 rands 88 to the dollar, 19 rands 81 to the euro, 23 rands 51 to the British pound, 4 rands 77 to the Saudi Arabian rial. Zakat Nisab is at 9,900 rands. Mahar Fatimi is at 25,000 rands. Minimum Mahar is at 500 rands.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى ربنا توكلنا. بسم الله والحمد لله. سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
سیدھی راہ بھی آگے کون گیا جبریل امین سے پوچھو معراج کا دولہا کون بنا معراج کا دولہا کون بنا جبریل امین سے پوچھو سیدھی راہ بھی آگے جبریل امیت پوچھو کیا ہے توقیر شاہ امم کیا ہے توقیر شاہ امم انسان سے ہو پائے نہ رقم کیا فرش زمین کیا عرش بری کیا فرش زمین کیا عرش بری سب ہے آقا کے زیر قدم سب ہے آقا کے زیر قدم سلطان مدینہ سلطان مدینہ تھا رتبہ جبریل امی سے پوچھو سدرا سے بھی آگے کون گیا جبریل امی سے پوچھو معراج کا دولہا کون بنا جبریل امی سے پوچھو جبریل سے رب نے فرمایا جبریل سے رب نے فرمایا جنت کی سواری لے کر جا جنت کی سواری لے کر جا محبوب سے یہ جا کر کہہ دے محبوب سے یہ جا کر کہہ دے اب آ کے کریں وہ سیر ذرا اب آ کے کریں وہ سیر ذرا پھر کیسے ہوئی پھر کیسے ہوئی تعمیل خدا جبریل امی سے پوچھو سدرا سے بھی آگے کون گیا جبریل امی سے پوچھو معراج کا دولہا کون بنا جبریل امی سے پوچھو ہے مہبیرات شاہ دی ہے مہبیرات شاہ دی شش و پنج میں ہے جبریل امی شش و پنج میں ہے
Wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 1st of Rabi'ul Awal, the 1st of Rabi'ul Awal, and the Gregorian calendar is the 5th of September 2024. In our program today, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, the jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought, we will be discussing Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan, Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani, rahimullah, the honorable student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. As we wait for Mufti Saab, if you want our calendar, Rabiul Awal 1446, and the events are mentioned on here, then you can send us a message, 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132. If you're in a foreign country, then it's +27 is the code, +27. Send us a WhatsApp message, and inshallah, it's a digital calendar, so we'll send that to you, inshallah. So, Mufti Saab will be joining us in a few moments. And over the past few weeks, we've been discussing all the major giants of fiqh, and today is Imam Muhammad ibn Shaybani, Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani, rahmatullah alayh. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد كان جزاك الله خيرا
Mufti Saab, Imam Muhammad, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, when was he born and what was his full name?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with that, today is the 1st of Rabiul Awwal in South Africa, Southern Africa and Mauritius. Yesterday there was some misunderstanding. They phoned and contacted me today. Today is the first day in Mauritius as well of Rabiul Awwal. So let us read all three du'as. I will read it and then you read it after me. And in that way we revive the sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, then follow me immaculately. For me, Muhammad Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wa la, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So look at it, a win-win situation. Every sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should have that firm belief and conviction within the inner recesses of our heart that when we practice on one sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, better than this world and whatever it contains. And then you become the beloved of Allah. Imagine what it is, the aim of our life. And yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins get forgiven. We all are sinners, daily we commit sin. So this is a wonderful way of us practicing, and then win-win situation. Let's start now. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. So these are the words you will find in Abu Dawood. So analyze each word, Hilal, the new moon, the crescent, the first three nights you call it Hilal. And Hilal literally means Raf'u Saw, to raise your voice. There's the moon, Chanogya, there's the Chansi. So yesterday I was in Darum Zakaria, and after Maghrib Salat, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab was walking to the classroom, and I was walking slowly, I was looking for the moon and the crescent behind, and one student and myself started, and we spotted it, nice and clear it was. Was beautiful. I was so happy. Then afterwards, I told Hazrat Mufti Sahab, they said that a giant hogya, we saw it. We know it is definitely, but to see it, you feel better, you know. So, therefore, Hilal. So, we read Allah, read after me now. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu. Khayrin, Ya Allah, make this month a month of khayr, of goodness, wa rushdin, and righteousness. Whatever condition Allah keeps us, always ask Allah for khayr. You want to get married? Say, Ya Allah, make this husband of mine khayr for me. Ya Allah, make this wife khayr for me. Ya Allah, make these children khayr for me. Ya Allah, make this job khayr for me. So whatever we do, ask Allah, provided it's permissible, always ask for khayr. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. Simple dua, three words. So one dua finish. Second dua, how important it is for me and you in South Africa, you in the news, you brother Suleiman Mozaid, you should carry this in the news. That this morning on 702 I heard 50 detectives resigned per month in South Africa. So what does that tell you? They got no confidence in the police minister of police. They got no confidence in the Ministry of Justice and the way things are run. They're getting frustrated and fed up. They just resign. 50 detectives per month are resigning. So that's why the crime is out of control. There are many other reasons. So anytime the new month starts, so read this dua. Read after me. Allahu Akbar. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Sahih, authentic hadith. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman. Oh, beloved Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us. With what? Safety and security. Protection, preservation of our iman and Islam. One more time. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam wat tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Tawfiq, Ya Allah, you grant me the divine guidance to say those words, do those actions, lima tuhibbu, that are beloved to you and you are pleased with it. See how beautiful dua. وَالتَّوْفِيقِ لِمَا تُحِبُّ وَتَرْضَى. Then in the ending, رَبِّي وَرَبُّكَ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and that of the terrestrial creation, meaning that in the land, sand, in this world. And remember that وَرَبُّكَ اللَّهِ, and that the celestial creation, that in the heavens and skies, things we can see, we can't see, the stars, the moon, the sun, and whatever else, remember. So all that that is the celestial creation, the planets and what have you. So let's read it one more time. Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith and authentic. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam wat tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Next hadith. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, who is buried there in Aqsa al-Mubarak, when you enter on the left-hand side, Maqbara al-Rahma, the graveyard of mercy, his wife, honorable wife, Umme Haram, radiallahu anha, Ubadah bin Samit, husband, buried in Aqsa, Jerusalem, Al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, and Jerusalem, call whatever you want. And that side there, Cyprus, so Umme Haram, radiallahu, and now she's buried there. Imagine Sahaba, male, female, where and where they went to disseminate and propagate this deen of Islam, remember. He states, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the new moon crescent, would read the following dua. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar, we know. Alhamdulillah, we know. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take me towards righteous deeds. There is no power to prevent me from vices and sins except Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. See, now what we ask. Just now I told you. Now read with me. Repeat after me. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Oh, beloved Allah, I ask of you and ask of thee the best of this month. You see that? Now today's world people, so many a time when things don't really, you know, sour, married, children, lot of problems, they say, ah, meri kismati kharab hai, my takdeer is upside down. No, Muslim, you can't say that, it's not permissible. Now say this dua, read this dua. Wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr, wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the evil destiny. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ الْقَدَرِ. You see? وَسُوءِ الْحَشَرِ. وَسُوءِ الْحَشَرِ. Ya Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, my resurrection must not take place there with the evil people and the people who are non-Muslims and hypocrites and so forth. وَسُوءِ الْحَشَرِ. What a beautiful dua. We read the dua with all the references. Now, inshallah, Al-Aziz, we become the beloved of Allah, Jalla Wala. Our sins get forgiven and follow the Salaf Salih, our pious predecessors. Imam Malik, Rahimahullah, whenever it was the beginning of the Islamic lunar month, he would go the extra mile. He would do more and more. The students, you know, in Urdu, for respect's sake, when we're speaking to our honorable teacher, beloved teacher, we say, Ustad Ji. So, oh, Ustad, beloved Ustad. So the students would ask him, you know, in Arabic, Ya Sheikh, and all that, Ya Fadilat al-Sheikh. And you say, oh, Ustad, you understand, al-Muhtaram, oh, Ustad Ji. So, that why you do this? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, then the entire month will go well. So alhamdulillah, in most parts of the world, it is the second of Rabiul Awwal, and South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, few other countries is the first. So be that as it may, but now we all read the dua, Allah Jalla wa la qabool farmai, accept it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So we started Imam Abu Hanifa, then we went to Imam Malik, then Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Then last week we discussed Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Today is Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. So this is what you wanted to know. So what is his full name and so forth? His kunya is Abu Abdullah. You see, Abu Abdullah is very famous in Islam. And his name is Muhammad bin Hassan bin Farqad al-Shaybani. Muhammad bin Hassan bin Farqad Faraqofdal. Shaybani. You see that? So that is what you say. You must remember these things here, right? The Shaybani, we should know it and analyze it. But why? One is Imam Muhammad, one is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. People, 90%, 80% say Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But I explained to you before, is Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal al-Shaybani. So Hanbal is not his father, is his grandfather. Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein. You see that? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the battle of Khandaq in the trench, used to say, Anan Nabiyyu la kazib, Anabdu Abdul Muttalib. I am a Nabi of Allah and not an imposter, Allah forbid. I am the beloved, selected, and the final, and the greatest, and the most precious, and mightiest of all Allah's prophets and messengers, and Habib Allah, the most beloved in the entire universe, to Almighty Allah, Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, all that. Anan Nabiyyu la kazib, Anan Nabiyyu Abdul Muttalib. Oh, Anabnu Abdul Muttalib, Anabnu Abdul Muttalib. So yeah, Nabi alayhi salam is teaching a lesson. You make your nasab, your lineage, towards your father, towards your grandfather, great grandfather, all permissible. You understood? So yeah, same thing also. So Imam Muhammad bin Hassan bin Farqad Shaybani. So this word Shaybani, what does it refer to? So remember, it's a mashhur qabila, it's a famous tribe and so forth. So in that nasab they had Shayban bin Zahal and all that. So therefore it is nisbat towards that person there. So it is this. So there's many other things to say, but we don't have to worry about that. Now you must remember, we're going now into the history, geography, biology, call it whatever you want to. Iraq is a fascinating country. You must remember, now you need to understand the real dynamics, the real history and all these things. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, ijma, and there's no question about it. So the Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, took place in Rabiul Awwal. The hijrah took place in Rabiul Awwal, the migration to Medina Munawwara. And the demise of the Master alayhi salam took place also during this month. So major, major events, significant events took place, right? On that day, consensus. In the dates, there might be some difference of opinion. But in the month, it was 100%, right? So now, in the 11th year, the Master alayhi salam passed away of hijrah. Then we have 30 years of Khulafa'i Rashidin. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali. That's part of the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Remember that. According to the muhakkikin ulama, those who do well research in so. Al-Khilafatu Ba'di 30 sana. So the hadith states that they open Mishka, Musnad Ahmad and so forth. So 30 years. So 11 year, 41 year. Then we have the Umayyad dynasty, starting with Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu from 41. So they rule plus minus 90 years. You see that? Then we have the Banu Abbas, the Abbasite dynasty. They rule for 525 years. So remember that, and they were. Now in them, now understand this. So Khulafa'i Rashidin were five, if you include Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. And if you include the Umayyad, then there were 14 Khulafa. You see that? Now you go to the Abbasite, there were 37 Khulafa. And if you go to the Usmaniyah, so you go to the Ottoman Empire, 37 Khulafa. So this much we should know. Remember that. So the Abbasite, then, and they rule for 640 years. Who? the Ottoman Empire, remember. So Suleiman Qanuni ruled for 48 years, Suleiman the Magnificent. Abdul Hamid Asani ruled for 33 years. This is all Ottoman Empire. So the two of them already, they gone to 75 years plus minus. So more than 75 years, in fact. So that is why this 640 years. Now, once you understood that, now let's come. So these are the major places there in Iraq, Kufa and Basra, right? One side is Kufa and one side is Basra. This is all in Iraq. So it is the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Hajjaj bin Yusuf was a very, very big tyrant, but a very great contributor to Islam also. How we travel, this will resonate with you. You travel from here, Johannesburg, to Durban. So that time when you travel, you see, by a car. So you, Mozaid. If you travel from here, because you got children, so definitely it's going to happen. So you want to go from here today to Durban. So where you will stop?
Harrismith.
You won't stop normally in Harrismith. You will stop, you must remember, in where? In Escort. Harrismith, you have to go still inside and all that. You will stop in Escort. Why? They got the Altra. It's on the highway. Both sides they got it. The Shell. You understand? Harrismith is a little bit this way, that way, all that. So remember, so the most convenient stop is where? Escort. So you call that Wasit. What you call? Wasit. Dead middle. You see that? So you go this way so much, you go like that. So he, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, he was born. But for you, it's right. You'll stop in Harrismith, then you'll stop again in Escort because you've got so many children, you see. One child say, I have to go toilet now in Harrismith. Then other one will say, I must go there. Then another one will say, in Marisburg. You know, because, you know, children, they got their own stories, right? So Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani was born in Wasit in the year 132. Understood? So that is there. So now it shows that is how he came into existence and all these type of things here. Okay, so now this Imam Muhammad, you must remember that his forefathers also, they landed up in Palestine. Not Afghanistan, in Palestine. So he's got some, you understand, that Palestinian blood also, if you take his forefathers and all of them, so you must remember that. So they say that, you must remember, his forefathers were there and then they moved to Kufa and all this type of thing. So Imam Muhammad was very famous, you must remember, in the world and all that. His wafat, he passed away. This is also a Ajib thing. You must write it down. Now we gave you his birth, we gave you his lineage, we gave you his demise. So it is the time of Harun Rashid. You must remember that. So now what had happened, you must remember, Harun Rashid went for a journey to Ray. You understood? Now let me explain to you about Ray. If you go to Iran, you know, if you go to Pakistan, let me just give you that example. You know, if you go to Pakistan, then you will see Rawalpindi, Lahore, and all that is like nearby, twin cities, like, you know, they call. So like that, or Islamabad, Rawalpindi, like that, is all nearby characters, places. So if you go to Iran, so the capital, Tehran, and from there you go to Ray, you hear of Imam Razi. So when people are born there, they stay there. So when they come from there, you call them Razi. But the place is Ray, right? So it was a small place, but now it's a big, big city. And it is attached and connected to Tehran. I went there. So you must remember, so when they went to Ray, he, Imam Muhammad, you understood? The year is 187. So where he passed away. So you must remember this. So that day, he passed away in Ray. And remember that Imam Kasai also passed away that day. So who is Imam Kasai? So Imam Kasai was that person who was, you must remember, a linguist par excellence, a grammarian. You see that? So Harun Rashid said that today, a dafantu or dafantu, al-fiqha wal-arabiyya bil-ray. Today that I buried, you understand, the faqih and the adib and the master, the grammarian, you understood? And what was his name? Imam Kasai, with the kakaf. So on one day they passed away in the same place in Ray. You got it? So where's this in? Iran. When he passed away, 187, just work it out, Demona, quickly. Minus 187 on top, and then there the bottom you put there, you understand, 132. So 130, 187 minus 132. So how many years is that now?
55.
So imagine he lived only for 55 years. Like Imam Shafi, he lived for 54 years. But subhanAllah, what an indelible mark they left. You must remember that. You got it? So you must remember this. Just now you see you reaching 50, 55 and all this kind of things, inshallah. So these are the people, the giants, you must remember. Now the zulam, the oppression of the whole thing is this. That you can go ask any person in Iran, any person in Ray, Hanafi person, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, or any Sunni, or any Shia. Shia, obviously, they would. But Sunni also, no one can say 100% this is the exact place where Imam Muhammad passed away and is buried here. This school, now we have to go to another topic. 640, now I'm speaking Gregorian calendar. 640. Gregorian calendar, in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Iran was conquered. Around there, we mean, plus minus. So from there till 1500, so now you take 700 to 1500, is already 800 years, right? And then you got another 60 years, so you must 860 years. So it was a Sunni country. From there, you must remember, from that part of the world, Salman Farsi came there because he's Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before that also, before Sayyidina Umar's conquest. Then you see Sahaba, they settled there and all that, Abdullah the Mas'ud. Sayyidina Ali made the Khilafat there and all this, in Iraq that was, you understood. And Abdullah Mas'ud also was Iraq. So not Iran, that was Iraq. So Iran, let's come to Iran. So 640 to 1500 Sunni country. Imam Abu Hanifa's family is from there. Pirani Peer, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimullah's family is there. Muhaddisin Ibn Majah, every day we send you hadith. He's from Qazwin, he's from Iran. Then you see Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, Nisapuri. Nisapuri is Iran. So all this, what giants came from that part of the world. Here you heard now Imam Muhammad. But 1501, Ismail Safavi, La'anatullah alayhi, the Kufar Shias came, and in the name of Tasawwuf. In the name of Tasawwuf, a lot of good things happen. Go read the book, you must remember, of Sheikh Hazrat Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Saviors of the Islamic Spirit. You see that? He himself was the great Waliullah Sufi, he was, and so forth. His Sheikh was Hazrat Mohan Abdul Qadir Raipuri, Rahimahullah. So remember that they shined and glittered and they made the whole world shine, you must remember. So the point I'm making here is this, that these were, but on the other side, Tasawwuf caused a lot of damage also. Now take this example. Once he had a formidable amount of murids and disciples, now he started the war. The Sunni, like how Israel is doing now. We must make, you understand, clean them up, you see. That's the aim, to finish the Palestinians, Allah forbid, but they'll finish themselves up in the process, inshallah, the Jutlas, Haramis. So now, today I sent out one day on Twitter, on X. I wrote there, this is something about the Jutlas and Haramis. I wanted to see if it goes through. It went through nicely, I see. You understand, these are the Jutlas and Haramis. So you must use our terms, then it goes through like that. So everybody can understand Jutlas, Haramis. So the point I want to make here is this. So what they did, they started murdering, killing the scholars, and whatever were the big signs of the Ahlul Sunnah, the Naam Nishani, you won't find a symbol and a sign of it. Understood? So the Shia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, is a fairy tale. You must say Shia Republic of Iran, nothing to do with Islam. So this started in 1501. You must remember, that is the Gregorian calendar. So now 2024, just say 2025 for us to make it easy, you see. So it's 500 and how many? 20 years, 25 years. You got it? So you must remember that. And now that in Islam, Sunni, from 640 right to 1500. So how many years I told you? 860 years. You understand? So you must remember these things here. It is of paramount importance for us to remember that. So that is his starting, that is his ending. Now let's go. You must remember to his academic career. So Imam Muhammad rahimahullah, so remember Kufa, those areas is Kufa and Baghdad, and so he was born there in Iraq, understood? So that is this Wasit and all that was there, so he must remember in Iraq, you know. So Iraq was now, that's where he grew up now, so he grew up in Iraq, but he passed away in Iran. So that was a place where thousands of Sahaba were there and all this kind of thing. Now his academic career starts. When he's 14 years old, he comes to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the same Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. So now he's not 100% baligh still. You understand? He was very, very handsome also. So he said, you know, I want to study. So they asked him that, but you're not baligh and all that. You must remember that. So anyway, so now it happened that he said, you Hafiz? He said, no, I'm not Hafiz. He said, go. And that night, he got the ihtilam, so he became baligh also that night. You understood? Yeah. So then he said, okay, you become Hafiz? He said, yeah, I'll become Hafiz. So just now example we give. Today is Thursday. So he said, go become Hafiz. You see? And then when you come Hafiz, then I'll teach you. So today, for example, I'm just giving example. Thursday he came. So he went away. Next Thursday he came, he said, Hafiz. They test him, say, Subhanallah, in 7 days a Hafiz of Quran, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. Imagine, this is in the initial stages of Islam, like in the second century and all that, you see. So you must remember our Honorable Ustad, now people we studied with and passed away 3-4 years ago. Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, this is his kitab. You understood? You can see the whose kitab I'm using. You understood? Muhaddisin Izam or unki kitabo ka ta'aruf. You see, a Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, and is there. And yeah, he writes in the Muqaddama, in this introduction, he say, I'm teaching Hadith kitab for more than 50 years. You understand? I studied by Hazrat in 79 and 80. I studied Mishkat Sharif first part, second part by Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsi. And then we studied Bukhari Sharif complete. Then we studied all Tirmidhi Sharif complete. And then Tahawi by him, by Hazrat Muhammad. 27 days he became Hafiz. So if people in this century now, in 27 days become Hafiz, and then so in those days, mashallah, 7 days so. So that you call karamat, you see. That is a karamat, like a miracle, you see. So now his career starts. Okay, you know, finish now, you stay here and you stay. So Imam Muhammad was so involved, munhamik, and he was totally engrossed in his studies and so forth and so on. So you must remember that. So now that Imam Abu Yusuf gave mashura that Imam Muhammad must become, you understood, that this thing, the Qazi, you understood. So Imam Abu Yusuf is the elder student and he is the younger one. So he said that Imam Muhammad must become the like, you know, the Qazi and so on. So Imam Muhammad, they say, no, man, thus I don't like all these things here. He don't want to speak to Imam Abu Yusuf, you understand? For a long time he didn't speak. Why he didn't speak? To, you are student of Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. I am student of Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. But I studied long time before. So now Imam Muhammad, he don't want to speak to Imam Abu Yusuf. Say why? He say, you know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam discouraged people to become qazi. And you become not only qazi, you became chief qazi, chief justice. So better I don't speak to you. So it's nothing to do with ego and all this kind of thing. Say, but why you took the point of qaza? See, our teacher Imam Hanifa, he passed away in jail, but he refused the point of qaza. See how this is. You see, their ikhtilaf was not based on nafsaniyat and their lust and desires, and just based on ikhlas. So this is another example of that. Imam Muhammad, for a long period, didn't speak to Imam Abu Yusuf. Say, why you became qazi? Our ustad didn't become qazi. His janaza came out from jail on this very issue and this time. And the hadith also says that. And you not only qazi, you became qazi al-kuzat. So you get upset, you see, like that. But they both students of the same teacher and this type of things. So now when he start his lesson, he's very handsome, he just get baligh and got, you know, mature. So Imam Abu Hanifa tell him, you don't sit here in front of me. You sit here on the side. You understood? A person like that, what you call Mohana Zaid? Amrad. What you call? Amrad. So Amrad means that he got no beard, no nothing. He's still virgin territory. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He's still clean, no hair in that, you understood? So he's still virgin here by his jaws and all that, by his chin and all. My ustad, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, same thing. When he finished Dora, he says that finally he was 16, 17 years. He said there was hardly any hair on his beard, you know, there the beard grows and that. So that's why everybody knew him. Two reasons why everybody knew him. One, he was one of the youngest. He studied by Hazrat Madani, qualified in 1942. And that Hazrat Madani passed away, Shaykhul Islam, in 57. And remember that, one, he never had like a beard. Full beard, he didn't have just a little bit. His beard was just starting to grow. And second reason, he used to walk with a langta. Langta meaning he was like, he was a cripple. Not cripple in that sense. He never walked, but he had like a, you understand, he fell off a horse. They used to love horses, a pony. So he fell off. So the proper word is to walk with a limp. You understood? Maulana used to walk with a limp. So that's how everybody knew him. You understood? So you must remember that. Okay. So now, this Imam Muhammad Rahimullah, he stays there, you must remember, that for so long, by Imam Abu Hanifa, 4 years. He studied, 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 studied like that. Now Imam Abu Hanifa passed away. Now listen to this here. Imam Muhammad's one student is Al-Imam Shafi'i. Imam Muhammad's one student is who? Imam Shafi'i. So then when they ask him, you understand, that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, "Min aina laka hadhil masail daqiqa?" From where you got all this masail, very complex issues? So they were asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you understood? So he said, "Min kutubi Muhammad bin Hassan." So he was a prolific writer. Your whole Hanafi fiqh, if you look at it, in written form, everything was done by him, by Imam Muhammad. You understand? So whether you look at Jamiul Saghir, Jamiul Kabir, Siyar-e Saghir, Siyar-e Kabir, you look at Mabsut, you look at Ziyadat, the six kitabs in fiqh of the Hanafis, what we call Zahiru Riwaya, how we issue fatawa, are all the books of Imam Muhammad. So Imam Abu Hanifa was the teacher, but he was the, what do we say in Arabic, Mawlana Zaid? Al-ilmu swaydun. Al-ilmu swaydun. So it is, when you go hunting, so now you look for the zebra, you look for the buck, all that is sight. So knowledge is that, you must go hunt for it and all that. You must go look for it, go here, go there, go there. Well, kitabatu qaydun. And when you write it, then you arrested it. Al-ilmu sayidun. Well, kitabatu qaydun. You don't see when I go by Mufti Sahib, I must have my book with me. You notice?
Chi.
Yeah. So the students, they put the tipai also for me. They know this mota is coming down. Then I want my bench also, you see? So like that. So you speak, then I write down. You speak, I write down. So knowledge is. So he used to write down. And then he started writing all the books. One day people asked him, Imam Muhammad, Allah loves you. He said, 100% Allah loves me. So how you know Allah loves me? He said, look at how much work Allah is taking from me. So the books, you must remember that. See, beautiful answer he gave. So he did all this. So the books of the Hanafis, everything he did. What an indelible contribution and great contribution to the Hanafi fiqh. It's a legacy. You take it away, we won't understand the Hanafi fiqh. There's a truth, you see. So, night time, you must remember that is to stay awake, Imam Muhammad. So, people ask him that, how come you must remember you stay awake and you sleep 1-2 hours, 9 this day and this age, our Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai, Hafidhullah. You know that day I took you. So, he say, I sleep 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, you see. So they asked him, "Ya kaifa, you understand, Imam? Kaifa anam? How can I sleep? وَقَدْ نَامَتْ أُيُونُ النَّاسِ تَعْوِيلًا عَلَيْنَا." How can I sleep when the people are sleeping and they're relying on us? We must give them fatawa. So وَهُمْ يَقُولُ. Now when an issue happens, they want, we must give them. So rather I stay awake at night and go and make mutala in this situation, this masla, that situation, that masla, that situation. You know, I give you just 1 minute for you to learn, because I know these things. Hazrat Ali Mia is our ustad also. Hazrat Mawlana Abu Hasan Nadwi. He gave me permission in hadith and all that. He signed it and all. In Medina Munawwara. So Hazrat Mawlana Abu Hasan Nadwi used to say, when you have that chaska. Now you know what is chaska? When you have that passion, you have that lust, you have that zeal, the last is not such a good word here. So you have that zeal, you have that enthusiasm, you have that love to study the kitabs. So he says that it is more enjoyment for me to read that book than having intercourse with a virgin wife. Abul Hasan Nadwi wrote this.
Hmm.
And I think I heard him also saying this. You know, when he came to address us there. He say, you must fall in love with your kitabs, khayru, jalisi, kutubi. That you must have so much. He's engrossed in his books. You understand? So therefore, Allama Nawawi never got married. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah never got married. All of the giants, they never got married. Hey, we got no time for wife and children. And that. We're not saying now you mustn't get married. People, it was the words, you know. But we're showing you that what these giants acquired in that little bit time Allah gave them. Because they didn't want us to... The, all his wife, now wife sick, and then the children sick, and then this one does, and then this one shopping, and hey, babe, we don't have time for all these things here. So we love our kitabs. There are Sheikh Yunus in front of us. Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri, Hazrat Sheikh's biggest Khalifa, in this sense that Sheikh Poo went in the 70s there to Medina. He said, you Sheikh Yunus, you stay here. And he wrote one parchi and gave him one piece of paper. Said, you must keep this. When I pass away, you must open it. Now imagine Sheikh passes away in 82. And now he has to open it. What's written there? You understood? Then it's written there, Sheikh Yunus, the day I pass away, Allah will give you that maqam so high, high, you'll be greater than me. And he became greater in this sense in hadith. He was like the Ibn Hajar of our time. In the Rijal and all that, he was a master. I saw myself in Makkah, Medina. The Arabs used to flock to him just for ijazat. You understand? And he'd ask him something, man, he just read the ibarats all by heart. So they ask him, Sheikh, now you married? He said, yes, I'm married. They say, where's your wife? He said, Imam Bukhari's Kitab Bukhari is my wife. Finishing plan. That answer he gave. You see, like that it is. It's our time we're speaking about. He told me this himself. He said, one day Hazrat Sheikh called me, Hazrat Mohana Zakariya Nawar Allah Marqadahu. He said, Maulvi Yunus, tum to bohat mutakabbir ho. You're very proud and arrogant. So I just looked down and everything. I didn't say a word. Then Hazrat Sheikh took out the paper and gave it to me. He said, I give you khilafat. Hazrat wanted to test him. What will be his reaction? He told me himself this. Understood? So these are, we see now how. They give their life for knowledge, and now we should go see his students where and where they are. You understand, Sheikh Yunus? That what and what? People like, don't like, the man was one of the greatest muhaddisin, you understood? So he said, no, he's like this, and bye, either you like, don't like, that is. So Imam Muhammad, then he went to go study by Imam Malik, rahimahullah. You understand? So now from Iraq, he comes here to Medina, and he stays by Imam Malik, rahimahullah. He studied there by Imam Abu Hanifa 4 years, and he studied by Imam Malik for 3 years. The same Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. He stayed there for 3 years. Now from there he got the idea. Imam Malik wrote his book Mu'atta Malik. So he wrote the book Imam Mu'atta Muhammad. See how much knowledge he had. You know, people, when they're in a state of ecstasy, very happy. Sometimes the wife makes you happy. Instead of giving 100 rand, you just tell her, oh, my honey, my poppy, dali, just take 1,000 rand. Because now she got you in a good mood, like, you know. So this one husband told his wife, you understood, that, oh, my poppy, my darling, this, that, you understood. No, he's telling his daughter, not his wife, he's telling his daughter, the day you get married, I'm going to give the whole world to you. Now he's going to get married, and if I can't give you the whole world, then I'm going to give divorce. He's going to give divorce to his wife. Meaning the girl's mother, his daughter's mother. Isn't it so? Now when the daughter's going to get married and all that, now he got worried by, I said all these words here. You know, talaq mu'allaq. He made it suspended and all that. So he went this one, they say, hey, you can't give. So they went to Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. So they say, no, nothing to worry about. I don't know about you, Zaid Maulana, but in our custom, Maiman custom, and there's a custom, it's a good, no problem with it. Normally, when you get married, then the lady, the wife now, you see, she will bring a Quran Sharif with her. Understood? And you ask her, for what you brought Quran? I got so. He said, no, this one, you got a lot of sentimental value. You understand? My nanima gave it, my ma gave it, my mother gave it, and they told me when you get married, you must take it and all that. You know that? Yeah. So in your case also, it happened like that.
So we still got it there.
Yeah. We're still following the mammons. Very good. Right. So now let's carry on. So now, he said, come, I teach you. Fuqaha, they said, how Imam Muhammad is to solve the rest? Hear now what he says. So he read, Imam Muhammad read, you understood. So what he read? وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. That any leaf that falls, any grain and seed that is in the darkness of the land and sand and everything, anything new, anything old, everything is fi kitabi mubin. It is in Allah's kitab. So we translate it and interpret it normally as Lawhe Mahfuz. But the way Imam Muhammad for that situation translated it is fi kitabi mubin, is in Allah's kitab, is in the Quran Karim. So Surah An'am chapter 6 verse 59. Surah An'am verse 59. What you think, Mozaid? Me and you could pull it out like that? Never. You understood? Never we can pull it out. We can put 100 of us, we can't pull it out. But why these things they happen? Chapter 6 verse 59. Because remember, Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. The more taqwa you have, you don't worry about people, you just worry about Allah must be happy, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be happy, finish and clear, and that is the end of the story. People are happy, Alhamdulillah, they're not happy also, Alhamdulillah. So remember, so Quran says, Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah, that inculcate the quality of taqwa and Allah will become your direct teacher. Surah, it don't mean now deliberately we must cause problems, but we must not make it our aim that I want to please the people. That's the meaning. So Surah 2 verse 282. You see that? So that is what we must learn in this type of things there. So they had so much taqwa, so much piety, all these things. So Allah would put that knowledge in their hearts and all these type of things. And that is how then they excelled, you must remember this type of thing. So you must remember that, and Imam Malik, you must remember, used to read a hadith. Now here is also another one thing to read. Okay, Imam Muhammad stayed by him for 3 consecutive years, right? So they say he had taqriban 700 ahadith khud Imam Malik ki zubani sune. So he heard approximately 700 ahadith directly from Imam Malik. Now if you know Imam Malik's halat, normally he would tell the students to read. Understood? Very seldom he would read to the students. But in case of, sometimes a teacher loves a student, you know how it is. So that you become the celebrated student, Tilmidhi Rashid, you understand? So then, obviously, now people sometimes will dislike it, but he liked him, he loved him. So he, Imam Malik, read to Imam Muhammad 700 hadiths himself, plus minus. Then Imam Muhammad was a master of the Arabic language as well. Now look at this waqiyah here, Mawla Zahid. He says that who? Imam Muhammad says, my father Hassan passed away. So his father must be a rich person, right? So when my father passed away, speaking of those days now, so in inheritance he got 30,000 dirham, silver coins. How much?
30,000.
Yeah. So Zahid is making 30,000, is waiting for somebody to pass away that he can also collect. You understood? Yan man's a dwart is another man's a broad. You must remember that. Anyway, so sometimes people, they don't say inna lillah, they say alhamdulillah, a lot of things came my way. You understood? Somebody passed away, yeah. There's a long story about it, but now there's no time for that. Okay, so one person, his father passed away, so he collected 30,000 dirhams. He say 15,000 I spent in fiqh and hadith. 15,000 I spent it in fiqh and hadith, and the other 15,000 I spent on the Arabic language, on prose and poetry. Imagine, half on Quran, Hadith, Fiqh and all, and the other half on the Arabic language and poetry. So he was a linguist par excellence, like you understood, so you must remember. So he was offered, you must remember this, to become the Qazi and us and all that, and in the time of Harun Rashid and that. So he said, no, me, I don't want all these things here. So he and Harun Rashid, now the ties got a little bit sour and all that, you understood? So why you don't accept? And you know these people, they want, you must do and all that. But afterwards, things got okay and all this. So Muhammad says that, you understood, okay, they offered me all this here and all these kind of things there. So Harun Rashid also, you must remember, didn't. So anyway, it's a long story, so we don't have to worry about this type of things. So, but you see, now that is what happened to Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. If you take that and you take Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, he got $1 million from where? Brunei, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, this, that, $500,000, $1 million to one. But we can say, wallahi, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, didn't touch $1. Dunya ko laat maar diya. Now let us be honest, Maulana Zahid, Daam Barakatum, is me and you. You know, heart will come, this mota, if he gave $1 million, why couldn't just make $2 million? You understood? You see, our hearts are filled with the love of wealth. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And their hearts were filled with the love of Allah, saturated. Love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْدُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Go open Surah Tawbah and see what Allah Ta'ala says, that if you are a true believer, pakka, sajja person with iman, then your aim will be that you please me, Allah. Allah is pleased. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is pleased. Finish me. I'm 100% successful. Surah 9 verse 62. You see? So these are the lessons me and you must learn. Now instead of so much love for Allah, Jalla Wala, so much love for Nabi alayhi salam, that love is decreased, is left by 5-10%. You know our cars, when that petrol is going down, then that light comes on. See? Better fill up petrol, Papa. Just now you're going to get stuck and all that, you see. Now petrol is cheap again a little bit. So like that, you must go. So now iman reaches like that. It goes down. Instead of increasing, it's decreasing. But these awliya, Allah, khasan e khuda, special servants, the iman increase. Then dunya means nothing to them. You see? So you must remember this. So that is, now me and you is the opposite way. So that is how he became, you must remember, a genius in all these type of things there. So this Imam Muhammad and the Fiqh Maliki. Now how they, you must remember, they had sorted out the fiqh and all these type of things. This is the story they wrote here. Imam Muhammad, there had a lot of masail of Imam Malik rahimahullah he had. And then he went to his shagird, his special shagird, to Imam Malik's special shagird. His name, shagird means student. He went to his special student Ibn Qasim. And he told him that these are all the notes that I have and all that. So he asked him that from where you got this. So he said that this is called Asadiyya because I got it from the other student and the other student's name was Asad bin Furat. You see that? So this type of thing. So Ibn Qasim, now what happened? They took all that there and then they put everything together and that's how they got it. You must remember the Mu'atta Malik and they got the works of Maliki and all these type of things. You must remember that. So it means even in that he played a big role. You must remember that. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he rejects, you must remember that Imam Muhammad is the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, but that Imam, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's school, we reject it. Why? That if you open Musnad al-Shafi'i, in 7 different places you will see he mentions Imam Muhammad's name. So when he's mentioning, then what? So it means he never knew. So Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, wrote a book also on that. Raf'ul Malam an A'immatil A'lam. Nobody has right to criticize any of the imams. They all pass their verdict according to Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba. And always he writes this in the ending, La'alla al-haditha lam yablughu. Maybe that hadith didn't reach him. You see? So maybe that didn't reach him and so forth and so on. So that is there. See here what Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, states. That amanna nasi alayya fil fiqh Muhammad bin Hassan a'anani Allahu bi rajulain bi ibn Uyayna fil hadith wa bi Muhammadin fil fiqh. So this is Imam Shafi rahimahullah famous sentence, you must remember that. And if you want to see all these things here, you will see it in a book there, Al Jawahir. You must remember this here. So it's famous. Imam Shafi used to say this type of things there. And the books he wrote, you must remember that 990 books he wrote. How many books? 990 books in total. So that is there. Now by the time we cover all that, we'll be dead in all these type of things. The famous ones I told you already, and that is there. And when you take Mu'tah Muhammad, Mu'tah Malik, obviously Mu'tah Malik is much greater according to the Muhaddisin and so forth. But Maulana Abdul Hay Laknawi, he was called Imam Abdul Hay Laknawi, was a giant himself. So he looked at it and all that. So he said that the Mu'tah of Imam, you understood, of Imam Muhammad, it has 1,180 riwayats. You understood? 1,180 riwayat, you must remember that in this Mu'tah Muhammad and so forth and so on. And that Malik one, how many? I gave you. You remember? Huh? So you must remember that, you see what you must do in a case like that, that you must go and make muqabala and see how many were there in Mu'tah Imam Malik and these things there. So I told you all in the last notes there that which one and how many ahadith and all that he got there and all that. Ta'adad riwayat. So this is the Imam Malik Rahimahullah's riwayat and all that. Mu'tah mein 1720. So 1000 and remember 720 ahadith. You see that? So yeah, so Mu'tah Malik how many? 1720. And Mu'tah Muhammad? I just told you now. How? So you must remember. You know, you forgot already. So I thought you're making notes of all what I'm telling. So you must remember that. Huh? So he wrote 990 books. See. You must remember that. And then if you count all the riwayats, I told you that Sheikh Abdul Hay Laknawi wrote there 1,180. And then they got lot of commentaries and all that. But anyway, so in our kitabs, in our madrasas, they teach it, you understand. In the Arab world, they don't teach it much. But in ours, they teach it. It's good. I taught it there in Darul Newcastle for years. But then I studied it by who? By Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, the Ustad of Muqasim Sema. Understood? So mashallah, so that is how it goes, that chain. So let's get on now. 12 o'clock is news, and thereafter inshallah will be with Brother Suleiman the midday show, then the Zohar Azan, and then the Tafsir. So today Tafsir inshallah, because it's Thursday, so we'll do plenty ayats, you understood, because I can go extra also, we don't have to worry and all these things there. So Thursday Tafsir will be, today's Tafsir inshallah Aziz will be, we'll start at verse number Surah Ma'idah and verse number 21, and then we'll continue inshallah till the halfway juz. Half juz of it will be, I give you now. So we'll start at verse 21 and we'll end off at verse number 26. So 21 to 26 is our lesson today. The whole page we'll do inshallah in tafsir today of Surah Ma'idah. And then from the archives for Surah Nuh, verse chapter 71, verses 21 to 28. Lunch break, Brother Yusuf Ali, repeat of Q&A, Mawzahir Mangera. Then Imam Tirmizi, Ke Mukhtasar Halat. You see that? So that what I just did now. So the biography of Imam Muhammad, so we're going to do there by Sheikh Muhammad Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, the brief life story of Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah. You understood? So that is this thing what will be. So just say life story of Imam Tirmidhi. He was born in 209 and he passed away 279. So Imam Tirmidhi is buried there in Uzbekistan. So like that, you must know all those things there. So of life story of Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah. Then Maulana Khalid, you must remember, and then repeat of Tafsir, and it will be 21 to, what I said, 21 to 26. So it will be that verses we'll be doing today. And thereafter will be more Dawood Siddat, and then thereafter all of three more Musa Rahir with the children, And 9 to 10, Qalb Salim with Mawlana Salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Next, inshallah, we go for our news with Haji Suleiman, thereafter the midday program.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.